As we move towards Holy Week, Palm Sunday, Holy Thursday, Good Friday, and Easter Sunday, we see in the gospel how it gets more and more heated around Jesus. More and more people are angry with him. In fact, it says that some people today, they wanted to kill him because of this question. Who is he really? Who is this man Jesus really? People had all kinds of different ideas about him. And depending on what Jesus said and depending on their response, some people followed Jesus and loved him. Some people ignored him. Some people wanted to kill him. But who really is he? Who does he say that he is? I was talking to the sixth graders yesterday in their class about prayer. And we were talking about practicing for basketball and how prayer is kind of like practicing in our conversation with God. And I asked the class, who do you think is the best quarterback of all time? And it was almost unanimous that Tom Brady was selected by the sixth graders as the best quarterback of all time. Apparently he's retiring again. We'll see if it sticks. But anyway, they said Tom Brady. And, you know, think about this. If I walked into one of your classrooms today and I said, guys, you've called me Father or Father Pabeglio for a long time. I'm actually Tom Brady. I know you didn't realize that. I'm actually Tom Brady. Would you believe me? No. But what if I said, well, you know, I do play in all those ball games, you know. I can throw football amazingly well. The TV makes me look different on screen. That's why I look different to you. And I look a little smaller than Tom Brady. Would you believe me then? What if I went out to the back of the school and I'm playing football with some of you guys at recess, and what if I throw a pass so far that it seems impossible? Like a pass only Tom Brady could throw. Would you believe me then? No, but you kind of wonder, like, how does Father have an arm like that? And then what if I began to bring Bill Belichick and other players from the NFL to hang out with me in church here? Like, these are my friends. I see them every week in the NFL. Would you believe me? There's a few yeses coming out now. A few people are like, okay, that's enough for me. That's good. That's good enough. You know, but this question of, like, how much is enough proof is what's happening in the gospel. Because Jesus, he is saying that he is God. He just said it in the first part of the reading. Jesus says, my Father is at work until now, and so I am at work. Now, the Jews believed that the nation of Israel was kind of like God's son. And there were heavenly beings in the Old Testament who were called sons of God. But no one ever said, God is my Father, and I am his son, in the Jewish faith like that. There was also this idea that just as God created the world in 6 days, and he rested on which day? He rested on the seventh day or the Sabbath day. There was this idea that even though the Bible says that God is still sustaining the world, keeping it in existence, that God actually is still working to keep the world in existence. That in a certain way, God is kind of resting, but not still working on the Sabbath to let us live. And so when Jesus says, my Father is at work until now, and so I am at work until now, he's basically saying, I am equal to God. He calls God his Father. He says he's working with the Father. He also does things on the Sabbath, which Jews were not allowed to do. And Jesus says, it's okay. I'm actually more important than the Sabbath. I'm Lord of the Sabbath. There was no mistake that Jesus was saying that he is equal to God. And people were so dumbstruck by that. It would be just as if I walked into your classroom and I was like, guys, I'm actually Tom Brady. You'd be like, what? That's crazy talk. Or, Father, you're a liar. And you know what? These are the three choices we have about Jesus. Either he's a lunatic, he's just crazy, he says stuff that doesn't make sense, he's just not right in the mind, he's a lunatic. Or two, Jesus is actually a liar. He said that God was his father. He said he was equal to God. He made all kinds of claims, but they weren't true. He was lying, actually. He's not a good man. The third option is that Jesus is Lord. He is who he says he is. Jesus is different than me coming into your classroom saying, I'm equal to Tom Brady, I am Tom Brady, because Jesus opened the eyes of the blind. He brought the dead back to life. The scriptures spoke about him. Moses prophesied about him. God the Father's voice was heard from heaven. And other people heard the voice that said, this is my beloved son, listen to him. There is evidence, there are signs, there is proof that people cannot deny. He's either a lunatic, or he's a liar, or he actually is the Lord. But there's no other choices. You have to pick one. Jesus did not leave us the option of saying he was just kind of like a good teacher, a good religious man. Nope, if he is a liar, he's not a good man. Liars are not good people. If he's a lunatic, if he's crazy, I'm not going to follow someone who's crazy. I'm not going to actually give my life to that person. We only have three choices, and all of us have to pick one. Jesus is the Son of the Father, we profess as Christians. He does nothing without the Father. He is always in union with the Father. And because of that, he can give life to anyone who comes to him. You and all, we have life. We have life within us. We're happy to be alive today. We give thanks to God for being alive. But none of us possesses life in the full. None of us can give life to something else out of nothing. Jesus can. He possesses life because he's one with the Father. He can give life to whoever he wills. And even though we die, Jesus can bring us back to life in the resurrection. Because he is who he says he is. He is the Lord. On Good Friday, Jesus will be put to death. He will be killed in his body. But he possesses life in itself, and on Easter Sunday, he rose again. On Easter Sunday, he proved once for all that he was not lying, that he wasn't crazy, that he's the one the Father sent. We can trust him. Friends, if I walk into your classroom today and say, guys, I'm actually Tom Brady, I hope you don't believe me. I hope you might think I'm crazy. But when Jesus says that he's sent by the Father, that he came to give us life, I hope you believe him.